Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live, episode 140, 130, one something. What do we got here? 143. That means I love you. You know that? Yeah. 143.
143.
There you go.
143.
This is our love episode, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone, or happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. This is our last episode of the year. Andrew is feeling under the weather, so he will not be here for the end of the season, but he will be back next week, I promise. So this is our Christmas episode. We have a lot of fun beers. Hardywood, we have Rusty Rail, we have New Trail, McCall, and then we have two Guinness beers that are going to be our show beers that we're going to drink throughout from their Open Gate Brewery in Maryland. Really excited to crack back into these because this is a location we went when like they first opened.
Yeah,
not and, too long after. Now they're canning and bottling. It's really exciting, and get to relive that little experience. Wore this jacket completely on coincidence. Did not know you, Bob, was bringing Guinness beers. So that worked out pretty well. I hope everyone had a great holiday. We do have a sale going on right now. I didn't post it up anywhere because only for like 12 hours. And I know people, holidays and spending is tough. But there is a sale right now on our Tee Public page. For 12 hours, you can get 35% off merchandise. So if you want to go grab something, it's over there. We do also have our Patreon. It's $1 or $5. It helps pay some bills and gets us in a good spot, get some new equipment, all that fun stuff. We do have a website also, iwepnetwork.com. You can go check out the rest of the shows on our network. And then if you're listening to this, go follow us on all social media and any social media platform you look up, go ahead and give that a follow. We are also on Apple. If you're using Apple, a review goes a long way. And if you're listening on Spotify, they just added a ranking system on there, so you can give us a star. That goes a long way to getting us new eyes and attention to the podcast. So we already have our first one cracked open from Guinness. We are drinking the Harmonic Haze. So I'll give a quick read off here. Sorry, I'm off my game already. Harmonic Haze, our style hazy IPA, gets an artistic update using a slightly different hop blend, showcasing Citra, Mosaic, Galaxy, Eldorado, and Amarillo hops. This hazy golden beer features a moderate bitterness balanced with a huge citrus aroma. Big thank you to our friends at Baltimore Country Arts Guild who helped us brew this one. So this is from the Guinness Open Gate Brewery in Halethorpe. Am I saying that right?
Halethorpe,
Maryland. It's 89 total check-ins. Three friends have checked it in. It averages a 3.96. It's a 7.5 ABV. Does not drink like it. And it's pretty tasty. So how was your holidays, everybody? What did you guys do?
Nah, not much. Just spend a little time with family. That's about and relaxed.
Do you have a lot of like driving between two families? And
No? a whole lot.
Yeah, I was all over the place. It was a lot.
We have to drive.
Between Reading, well, Christmas Eve is a big deal at their house. They have a big Christmas Eve thing every year, and then Christmas Day is mostly in Reading. So I don't have to go to Reading. It's only one city, which is pretty nice. But how about you, Bob? A lot of travel?
No, it was all stay at home this year. Just playing it safe with the Corona stuff going on, and we had a lot of issues with the house in the last month. Shelled out quite a bit of cash. Just stayed at home and relaxed.
Yeah. Do you guys watch anything? See anything on TV exciting? Stream? Yeah, I've been obsessed with Paramount Plus, by the way. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff on there.
There is.
I've been watching so much Tosh.0. Like, it's just on there. Another
good one is Review. I don't know if you've watched that
yet. No.
It was an old Comedy Central show. It's Andy Daly. And the idea is he's a host of a show, and people write in and want him to review life things, so he has to do whatever they tell him to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Paramount Plus is a cool little subscription thing. I've been really, really enjoying it. I have to watch the new South Park. You seen the new one already?
Yeah, I watched it the day it came out.
the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. There was a vaccination one. There's post COVID, and then post COVID, COVID returns.
Yeah,
is the new one.
Because I'm trying to remember which one did I watch, because I actually watched another one of them, the after the pangolin one.
The post COVID ones on Paramount Plus only.
That wasn't it then. They're
all adults now.
They were all adults in this one.
Then that was it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it was on TV.
So I missed it.
Maybe they ran because they had it on the first one came out, what, like around Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I think. And then the second one came out like last week.
So I saw the first one and the third one, and there's one in the middle. I need to see it.
Well, maybe you've seen the first and second. The third one just came out. Yeah. The last two were both adults. So this was the first last one where they were adults, and then this one they're adults, but it's part two of that.
So yeah. Now South Park is all grown up.
Just for the special. Yeah.
Just for the special. Yeah.
So they were 9 years old when the pandemic started, and now they're in their 30s and 40s. And everything in the world is plus or yeah. max or like, you know, how yeah, all the streaming I, services. Yeah.
Yeah. I should probably NFTs, watch some South Park NFTs. Once in a while.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. The best one in the part one is they're trying to, like, the entire town is under lockdown because one person didn't get the vaccine. So they locked down the entire town and they're trying to trick this guy or like, yo, come on, man. We want to like go back to our lives. Like, go get the vaccine. He's like, I got to do the research. Like, it's been 30 fucking years. And he's like, and then they're like, well, you got to get, they're like, yo, you want to do some coke? And he's like, fuck yeah, let's do some coke. Let's party. And they chop out a line and he just about this thing. He goes, wait a second. Is that the vaccine? I'm not putting that shit in my body. And then he goes, he's like, well, I read an article. I'm allergic to shellfish, so I can't take the vaccine. And they're like, you're allergic to shellfish? The shellfish isn't even in it. Yeah, but what if the person making it ate shellfish that day? And then I get, and they're like, oh, so you won't get vaccinated because of shellfish? You're shellfish? And he's like, yeah. It's really funny. But it's really good. But yeah, it's super entertaining. Speaking of that, dude, that's just fucking, I think we just gave up, right? As a nation, we just quit. We're like, fuck it.
I don't understand. I can't.
Have you seen the map?
No.
It's just pure red across the board. There's not even a state that's not even like a shade different color. It's just like rampant.
What gets me, and I don't want to get political, but when COVID first came out, they shut down the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they shut down the bar and restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Devastated. The hotel industry, the entertainment industry, restaurant for months,
yeah.
Transportation. And I said, okay, now we have a little more education on this. We're going to open things back up. We have a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. Omicron comes along, which is 1,000% more contagious. And they're like, wear a mask and just social distance.
It makes no sense. It's also a lot less virulent. People aren't getting as sick off of.
Yeah, it's not as strong, but it just makes no sense to me. Well, they're coming off.
Could you imagine if they tried to lock everything down again? People would lose their shit.
People are like, no, fuck that. We're not doing it.
Exactly. So that they just said, fucking, the best we could do is tell them to wear a mask. Like, I'm sure they would have liked to lock it down again, but they just realized, like, if they tried again, people would revolt.
Yeah, I just don't get some of the thought processes behind it. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing.
It's your choice. Do what you want to do. You want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. You don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. But like my theory is if you get vaccinated and something happens, then obviously, you know, you tried, you did your thing, then you got to do. If you don't get vaccinated and you get sick, don't go to a hospital. Just fucking ride that out, baby. You made that choice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. This is like both sides are rolling the dice. Let's roll it. You know what I mean?
Well, the folks that are anti-vaccination or anti-COVID vaccine are like, oh, he got the vaccine and he got COVID.
Yeah.
No one ever said the vaccine was going to prevent you from getting COVID.
You just don't get as sick.
It's not like polio. But I don't know.
I like when people who are in the medical profession say stuff like that. You're like, did you read any? Like, did you get a pamphlet or anything? Like, you're just trying to. I mean, let's be honest. I went to a doctor a few times for this because I've tested it. I've gotten tests and then I actually tested positive. Even medical professionals are just like, we have no fucking idea.
Yeah,
no one has an idea.
I love the commercial where the woman says, I asked my doctor, especially about getting the kids vaccinated.
I asked my doctor, and he's like, I have no fucking clue. They change it every 2 days.
The commercial says,
that's part of what I think actually scares the people.
That's fucking crazy.
You know, because it's different every day.
Yeah.
You can't get a straight answer anywhere except from the people that are pushing you to get vaccinated.
Yeah, the CDC.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's a lot of work involved in these vaccines, but there's no long-term research.
Yeah,
right. And that concerns people a lot too.
Absolutely, and that's a valid concern. I'm not saying if you the reason you're not getting vaccinated is because you fell into a political party argument. If you're legit
that's
concerned,
actually, as far as I'm, that's the dumbest reason not to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
For political reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Did you see the new interview with Trump? Long term. When Trump was interviewed by that girl, I don't know her name. I forget her name, but she was getting interviewed. She interviewed Trump and she was like, "And what do you think about the vaccines?" He's like, "They're good. They're working really well. Like, people who are vaccinated aren't getting as sick as quick."
Of course he's going to say that. Like, he's going to run in 24.
He's like, "Get vaccinated." And they're like, she's like, "What? This whole time we've been fighting?"
Didn't just the other week, he was at some convention and he told everyone he got his booster shot and they booed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What if a giant heel turn in 2024? He goes back and he's completely on the other side. He's like, "Fuck you, rednecks."
Yeah. Never happened.
I would be surprised. I shouldn't say I would be surprised to see him run for 2024, but I would be very surprised if he won again.
As a barber, I love this podcast. It's every single stage of beer growth, and it's a good and it's a beer in good company. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Sorry if we're getting a little political here. We're just kind of talking about the world
now. Yeah, we're just bullshitting.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, sorry, but yeah, I'm trying to grow it back. I get a little patchy beard, but we're in all three stages. Bill and Bob are killing the game, you know. But I'm getting back, man. But thank you so much for commenting and hanging out with us and joining along. I appreciate that. But yeah, this first beer. What do you guys think of the Guinness?
It's good.
I like
it. Yeah, I like it. It's very well.
You know, it's hilarious. I like Guinness. I like their company. I like what they stand for, the whole nine. But I don't like the Guinness drought. Like
the stout.
The stout.
The
I hate it. It's gross.
The money maker. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it. It's gross. And everyone's like, "Oh, you don't fucking drink Guinness. Like, you want a Guinness?" I'm like, "No, I don't like that beer." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "You know, they make other beers."
Yeah.
Like, give me a Harp all day. I'll fucking drink Harp till my head falls off.
Yeah.
I love that beer. But yeah, it's awesome that Guinness has such a wide variety. Not many people are aware of it.
I will say this.
I miss the blonde, though. I thought the blonde was better when it first came out.
Well, because then they transitioned to making the blonde in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So unless it's a water thing. They were originally making the blonde over there.
Yeah.
And the blonde was amazing when it first. I'm not saying it's not bad now.
Anymore? I think they do.
I think it's exclusively only made in Baltimore. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess when it first came out, they would ship it over. But then once they opened the Baltimore place, then they started
just
making it there.
I thought when they first made the blonde, it was made in the old Keystone one in Altoona, whatever the hell.
It's possible.
Yeah, I thought, because I remember reading the can, that the blonde was actually made in Pennsylvania, and then they moved it to Baltimore.
But originally, it was made in Ireland.
Really?
And they shipped it over.
Yeah,
and
it's a good beer.
I guess they found a place, the old Keystone, and did that and made it there until Baltimore
A while. Guinness had the old Schaefer Brewery there. They used to make
in Allentown, Truckertown.
Yeah.
Oh, the old Stouts Brewery. Was it Stouts?
No, it was Schaefer.
Schaefer.
Samuel Adams has now.
Is that where Sam Adams is in that? Right at 78
they've been there a while though.
Yeah.
But before Sam Adams moved in, Guinness had that for a while, and they was it the Bacardi?
Oh yeah.
Malt drinks they made there.
Yep. Yeah, it was. Absolutely was.
But wasn't Stouts in there for a while, a short period of time? I thought I remember.
No, that's the one from Adamstown.
I thought.
Oh, you know what? If we take the Wayback Machine,
the Wayback.
Stroh's might have been in there for a little bit back in the day.
Stroh's, not Stouts. Stroh's.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys are watching along live, what are you drinking with us? Are you hungover? You're not drinking at all? What have you had over the holidays? Did you try any fun beers or mixed drinks or anything interesting? Let us know in the comments, or let us know if you're listening back later, what you're drinking or what you had over the holiday. Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? Did you get anything fun?
Yeah.
Did you ask for anything? Like, it sounds weird asking adults, but we're still fucking kids at heart. Did you get anything cool? Nothing.
I got a.
Go ahead.
I'm for anyone who is in the loop there, I'm a big single malt scotch fan. I got a bottle of Glenlivet that's relatively uncommon in the States, so they're Caribbean Reserve.
Oh, nice.
So I did not crack it open yet.
I always say, like, let's dive into that world in the podcast. I'm like, no. Fuck that. I don't want to live. I can't do liquor anymore. It just fucking, I get nutty. Plus, if we're recorded, I don't know if malt liquor, or, I mean, like, malts are the word.
You need someone to operate the board.
Yeah. I mean, those episodes
if you're
have to
do those. You're going
to
need
those episodes. We have to pre-record and then go back and listen to it before we post it.
Yeah.
Those, when we do double episodes, I get nervous sometimes.
Or they would all have to be remote episodes, and we all have this same bottle at home and we don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I got a mini version of the Christmas Story leg lamp from my home bar.
I want a large scale one, but they're like $400. But I won't buy a little one. I want a movie prop one. It'll be my window all year round. I'll never get rid of it. Yeah. What about you, Bill?
Just got like some clothes and stuff. I got a new hat that I decided
say to water, drink beer.
Yeah.
How many Fright Rag shirts?
I didn't get any.
No.
I usually order that for myself.
Yeah. That's the problem. I buy myself so much stuff that when it comes around Christmas, everyone's like, we don't know what to get you.
Yep. I'm in the same boat. And it's always like, oh, what do you want? I don't know. If I want something, I buy it for myself.
What the move is?
That's how it works when I'm an adult.
Visa gift cards. Do Visa or Amazon gift cards. Just give me a gift card. Just give me a gift card and I'll get my own shit. And then you actually get more because then like if a bunch of people get you gift cards, you're just like, oh my God, this is great. Yeah. I like that. That's the move. That's what I did. I got gift cards. I had some gift cards I was sitting on from work that I had to cash out. I cashed those out. I got some gift cards from family. And I started a little new collection. I'm probably an idiot for doing it. But AEW, the wrestling company, just started. And they started their own toy line. So they're only like six series in. So I got a couple different AEW action figures. Because I'm like, you're literally coming in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I can like start this collection. And just kind of like they only release like four a month. Every other month, so I just really get the new four and then put them aside. And so I'm starting that collection, which is a fucking terrible idea.
Yeah,
but we're starting it. We're gonna see how it goes.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm collecting action figures now, like a fucking grown ass man. But yeah, what about you?
I got a bottle of Crown Royal for Christmas.
Just regular Crown Royal or
regular Crown Royal,
which no is salted fine. Or no peach,
nope,
or apple.
No, not the. I do like the apple, but I do like Crown. So now I got to get some ginger ale or 7-Up, either one.
Yeah.
Crown and ginger or Crown and 7-Up is good. That's about, I got a nice shirt, got a pair of boots, needed new winter boots. And, that's about it. You know, mom asked me I don't know if you saw, I cracked my bowling ball. One of my bowling
balls. How'd you do that? Not actually using it, right?
No, using it.
Oh.
The other two cracked in the closet. I don't know if it was temperature change or what, but they cracked in the closet. This one, it was my spare ball. And what really bums me out, it was Jody's spare ball.
Mm.
And I was using it. I threw the spare at the 10 pin and I got the 10 pin. And when the ball came back, I didn't notice it until I had to use it again. And right where your thumb goes in, there was a big chip taken out of the ball. I'm like, fuck. Not that I cracked the ball, but it was Jody's ball, you know.
There's no fixing that?
No, there's no fixing it. So now it's sitting on the shelf. I can't use it, but now it's sitting on
the shelf. Yeah, because it's Jody's.
Jody's. So now I need a new spare ball, but I was looking at getting a new bowling ball to begin with. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, I got to talk to TJ and see what he
recommends. It still blows my mind. The whole family is like fucking huge bowlers, and I think it's the stupidest game ever. Like, the only time I like doing it is if I can get blackout drunk.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
I was getting decent, and then I was mad at myself for getting good at bowling because it's like my grand. Like, I'm looking down the lane, and I'm like someone who like went to football practice and basketball and soccer, and I grew up playing sports. And then I look down, like my grandma's bowling, and like 900-pound dudes bowling, and like 87-year-old ladies, and I'm just like, I don't want to be good at this. I don't want to. This is not my route.
It's cool. I enjoy it. It's frustrating. It's frustrating as shit, but I enjoy doing it.
I think that's my favorite part is when people get really pissed off, like when they're like, I missed the fucking pin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm just
I'm that guy.
It's fucking bowling.
Not so much that I missed, but when I miss. Because there's marks if you hit your mark.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Good things happen. And if I miss my mark and I'm not bowling well because I'm not throwing the ball right.
People say get fucking real serious.
I get pissed off at myself. I don't necessarily. I mean, sometimes lane conditions are a little frustrating.
It's more of a game of consistency. Like
it is. It's like golf. If anybody who golfs, bowling is the same way. Speed, accuracy, it's no different. Bowling and golf are very similar as far as concentration and everything that goes along with
it. All right, we just cracked open a McCall, correct?
Yep.
I fucking love McCall. So this is Spruce Willis. So I didn't watch many Christmas movies this year. I stayed away from it. I just didn't want to be in the spirit this year. Turn off the music. I don't want to hear it. Movie-wise, I don't want to hear it. We watched Christmas Story. I watched it Christmas Eve night. Yeah. Watched Christmas Story, and we watched Christmas Eve morning. We watched Die Hard.
Yeah, I watched Die Hard Christmas Eve, and then after Die Hard was over, I watched Christmas Story.
Yeah, the only two I really care.
And then Christmas Vacation, obviously.
Oh, we watched that. We watched that the week before Christmas, and I think the Grinch snuck in there too. Jim Carrey's Grinch.
Yeah,
yeah. McCall Brewing Company. If you don't know. God, they are fantastic. They are on the bucket list. If you guys are listening, we would love to come and hang out with you guys sometime this year. They pretty much told us that the door is open for us to do so. We just gotta hit them up. Spruce Willis McCall. Why is it not showing up?
There's like 20 beers named.
Definitely a Christmas ale. It's
yeah,
called.
Yeah. So it's Spruce Willis. Definitely a Christmas ale. McCall Brewing Company. Red ale. 9.1.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Look at your queued up here, Bob. I'll let you go.
Yeah, so Spruce Willis, definitely a Christmas ale from McCall Collective Brewing Company of Allentown.
Oh.
It's been checked in 91 times. It averages a 4.02. I have two friend check-ins where it averages a 4.3. There is no debate. This is a Christmas beer. You won't need to travel to Nakatomi Tower to enjoy it. Have it with a TV dinner now that you know what one feels like. Share a Twinkie with Carl Winslow. Yeah, we know that's not his name in this movie, but he's a cop at everything. Come on. What does an Imperial Ale with Spruce taste like anyways? Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. A monkey in the wrench. A pain in the ass. It's a Christmas movie, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, drink a red ale, 9%. Have a good time.
and the flavor profile is fullness, piney, licorice, crisp, and spruce.
Drink 7.5% Spruce Willis's. Have a good time. Take your pants off. Get kicked out of the bar.
That would be the problem because it doesn't taste the 9%.
Yeah, that is good, and that ABV is invisible.
Yeah,
I pick it up at the end. I can pick up a little of the booziness at the end.
What I get at the end is the licorice.
Licorice and caramel, yeah.
Yeah, I get that at the end. I'm not huge in the licorice, but for how much it's saying like it's like it's piney and spruce, I don't get that much of it. I get more of the malt. It's really tasty.
When I saw Spruce Willis, I'm thinking, oh boy, here comes a really piney treat. You know,
there's been times where people have thrown Christmas trees into the batch.
God,
yep, that's this is gonna be horrible. To me, the spruce feels like it's light, but it's on top of everything.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite McCall. That's a banger. You know, the great part is I'm going to be honest. I like the can. Yeah. Once I seen Spruce and I seen the licorice and everything like that, and I didn't even look at anything else, but when you sent it to me and I was like, I'm into it because of what it stands for, but I'm probably not going to enjoy this beer. So I kind of went into it thinking that I wasn't going to like it. And now that we have it, this is really, really good.
Yeah, I get the licorice.
You dropped one off for Andrew, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, a little porch drop last night.
A little porch off drop?
Yep.
It's crazy how close the guys live.
I dropped him one of those and one of the new trails that I brought today. Because I figured if he would have been able to call in.
Where did you get these at?
I got the new trail at the craft house. And McCall, I had a friend from work that was going down that way to visit a friend. So I asked if he'd pick me up a 4-pack. So
I just got a badge, Painted Town Red Level 6. There it is. This is fucking amazing. I kind of wish I had my own.
You know, you just made me think of something for stuff we can talk about later, too. The Year in Beer is out.
Yeah, I don't know how to look that up. I was trying to do it.
Should be on your. There should be a note somewhere on your Discover page.
On my Discover page. So yeah, it's here. Do I just click on it and it'll open it?
Discover at the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, view your year. Here it is. Do you have yours ready?
Bring it up now.
I kind of dropped the ball heavily this year, and then I picked it back up with the podcast. But I don't really do a lot of. oh, maybe I didn't really drop the ball. Maybe I kind of really picked it up. I felt like I didn't check a lot in 2001, but that's not the case at all. I'm already have mine open here. So I have checked in 306 times in 2021.
Where do you go for this?
You're down at the bottom. Look for Discover.
And this is mostly podcast beer, so that's kind of impressive. Your average rating was a 3.88. Protect that 4, baby.
I'm slightly better with a 3.96.
They're projecting me in 2021 to become more of an alcoholic because I think they're expecting me to hit 596 beers.
So, wait, where okay? Oh, where's okay? You're right in front of my face.
Yeah. My top beer for 2021 was Barrel Aged Wake Up Dead by Left Hand Brewing Company.
A barrel aged?
That was the one that they brought out, and it was just like that. Then they said like the only way you're gonna get this beer is right now through us because it was made forever ago when they hit it in the back. So we went to Left Hand Brewing Company on our trip, and we told them like we're a beer podcast, and we weren't expecting anything from it. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Where are you from? We're like Pennsylvania, and they literally were like, what are you guys doing, a flight? And like, yeah. And they brought out like 4 more flights for us.
Oh my god, we were. That was our first stop. We left there hammered just about because they just kept bringing, you got to try this. You got to try this.
And they brought out this barrel aged. They like this barrel aged stout was really only made for like, I guess, employees or very, very small batch of people. And we didn't even ship that out to the general public. And they brought it out and we tried it. And it was just like, it was like doing a shot. But it was really tasty. I gave it a 5 just because it was so rare. My next top 4 beers were, they're all 5s. Here's all my 5s. Well, I had 2 more 5s. And then, one of them I don't remember drinking, but maybe you guys do. Skook Monster gave that a 5.
Yeah, same.
Shoveling Snow in July, Powell's Valley Farm Brewing Company. I gave that a 5. I don't remember that.
I think that one was the Brew Fest. Was that the Boilo one?
It was. That's what it was.
Oh, I dropped off.
So your top 2 beers are
Boilo-inspired beers. Number 3, it's a 4.8. The Lord Chesterfield Ale, baby. And then another 4.8, Death of a Civilization in Slow Motion 5 by Ghost 962 by Adroit Theory. In 2021, you've tried 74 different styles out of 225 styles. Not bad. Not bad to have many different styles. Your top beers were fruited sours. Number 1 were IPAs. Number 2 were stouts. That's a lie. Number 3 were sour ales. 122 different breweries.
That's how many you logged in. So even if you didn't like him, you probably really did do the stouts because of the show.
Yeah, the show. Yeah. 122 different breweries. Top 5 breweries were New Trail, Pilgeroo, Imprint, Trogues, and Adroit Theory. On average, each person untapped has made, in beers, have made 21 different breweries this year.
Yep.
Yeah. 27 venues. Number 1, Banging Beers Podcast Table. Number 2, Relic Brewing Company, Left Hand, Little Brown Barrel, and Pilgeroo. And I'm the second of the Banging Beer Podcast Table. Number 1 is Bob. Bob checked more beers into my own house than I did. All right, Bob, what's your lineup?
I slacked off a little bit this year. I don't have quite as many check-ins when I got back from my beercation. I intentionally kind of slacked off a little bit to let my body get back in the groove and going to work every day again. And I checked in 1,675 beers.
Holy shit. I had 300 and I'm like, wow.
My average rating was a 3.92.
Oh, protect that 4. Brett Squared in the chat from the cake stand says, I'm a harsher grader. I have a 3.33 for 2021.
My top beer was Anchor Steam. The next 4 were Barbican Strawberry, which was, if you remember, that was the Arab NA beer.
Your top beer was an NA. I love it.
Second top,
top NA.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale, Lagunitas, a little something something, and Yards Poor Richard Spruce Ale. Out of 225 beer styles, I tried 160 of them.
There you go. That's our goal, actually. Okay. We have to try to get every style.
My most checked in style was Lager American Amber / Red.
Boy, I wonder what that
was. I'm going to cut off on another sidetrack there. Untappd listed its 10 most logged in beers of the year. Yingling cracked into the top 10 this year with Yingling Lager. I'd like to feel I'm partially responsible.
I think you're 100%. I wish I can say, like, who is the, like, if you could check a beer in, here's what I want Untappd to add. You go to a beer, like any beer, and be like, who has checked this beer in the most? Like a top, each beer has its own like top 10. Cause I think that'd be fun to see, like, yeah, I'm ranked in the top 10 for Chesterfielder. I'm ranked in the top 10 for Pilgrim's Blonde, Coconut Blonde. Like, I think that would be a cool subcategory they should put in. So every time you check a beer and be like, who are the top 10 ranked people on this beer? And then the kind of, cause like if you walk into a brewery and be like, yo, I fucking love Yingling. You're like, yeah. They're like, yo, I'm your number one check-in person on it. Like, you know what I mean? I think that'd be fun to do. That'd be a cool little subcategory.
So my top three styles, number one is IPA. Number two is stout. And number three is a sour ale. I had beer from 462 different breweries. The top five were Adroit Theory, 33 beers, New Trail, 31, Pilgrim, 24. Shout out to Tamaqua, Stoker's Brewing Company, 16 unique beers. And rounding it out is Trogs with 14 unique beers. So that's actually pretty good because it says the average Untappd user had a beer from 21 different breweries. So I'm above average.
Yeah, you're killing the game.
I had a beer in 172 different locations. The top location is Tamaqua. Whenever I log beer from home, I just default to Tamaqua. And the second most logged in location is the Bang of Beers podcast table.
There it is. Nice.
My third is the Tap at Humboldt. Number four for the year was Hiller's Hideaway, a bar in Tamaqua. And number five, when they didn't make the Schuylkill County Beer Fest its own venue again, I logged all my beer from Pottsville City Hall. So, that's my number five. I have 37 check-ins from Pottsville City Hall.
That's great. While you're talking, we're going to crack open. Let's skip McCall. Let's go New Trail, then go back to McCall.
All right.
So I'm going to crack open the Cook Forest State Park from New Trail Brewing Company. Hazy, shocker, Hazy Double.
Hazy Double.
Hazy Double Indian Pale Ale from New Trail.
660 badges this year. And I believe that's it.
Let us know your favorite beers if you're watching along. If you're on Untappd, you can follow us. If you just head over to Bang and Beers Podcast, Anthony, I'm on there, and then I always tag everybody from the show, so you can go check those out. But yeah, Bill, what's your, you have yours pulled up?
I have mine up. I checked in 319 times in 2021, average 3.96. Last year, I only checked in 152 beers, and this year I checked in 319.
Welcome to the table, baby. Yeah.
My tops were the Skook Monster, the Karmic Synergy, also from Rusty Rail.
Yeah.
The Nugget Nectar and the Special Chetty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I gave the Special Chetty. That's not on my list.
And I tried 69 different styles.
So, nice. Yeah. Nice.
My top style was sour. Top beer styles on Untappd in 2021 were IPA, stout, and sour ale.
That's a podcast table. Were the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
122 different breweries. Top five. Number one is Pilgrim because I go there every Friday after work for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then New Trail, then Trogs, then Rusty Rail, and Adroit Theory.
What did you think of the G-Stand beer?
I liked it.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Jen in the chat. What's going on, Jen? We miss you. If you guys are watching along, whatever platform you are on, if you could hit that like button and share, that would help us out a lot. Just let more eyes on the product so we can get the word out. Also, if you're here and you're watching on any platform or you're listening later, head over to our Facebook community, our fan page. We renamed it. It's the fan page now. It's going to be ran by essentially by you guys. We will still have some people on there from the, I think Andrew is really taking a lead on that.
Yeah.
But check in your beers, review them, tell us what you're doing. Even if it's not beer related, just come hang out with us on the fan page and help that grow.
I know there were a few people yesterday that posted some
stuff. We had a lot of people checking in their holiday beers, which is really nice. So we appreciate everybody. And we're going to be better at like responding and talking and all that stuff. So I know every time someone posted, if I seen it, I was giving them a cheers or a thank you. So Bang & Beers fan page on Facebook if you want to come hang out. So this is the CFSP, Cook's Forest State Park from New Trail Brewing Company. This is part of their series where they go around all different Pennsylvania state parks and they make a beer based on those state parks. It's an Imperial Double New England style. It's an 8.8 ABV, has 1,000 check-ins, averages a 4.04. Five friends have checked in and averaged a 4.07. It is a Cook's Forest State Park, spans over 8,500 acres in Clarin Forest and Jefferson Countries. It is home for 11 different old growth forest areas, include some of the largest and oldest trees in the world, including the state champion eastern hemlock tree. One such is the Forest Cathedral, a national registered national landmark pictured on the can, Pennsylvania state tree. The eastern hemlock has flourished here and for centuries, and it's been being threatened by invasion of an insect called the hemlock woolly algid. I don't know. The HWA has been spreading across the East Coast and have been devastating effect on our state tree species. Fortunately, the team is fighting back and has effective tools at their disposal, but they need help to save these giants. That's cool. That's you'll see you're drinking the beer and you're learning something. So New Trail, once again, awesome job. Looking at some highlights here, we have Matt. I can't pronounce your last name. We'll just say Matt Yakko. He gave it a 3.25. Justin Miller gave it a 4. Bill, if you can check his out on Untappd. Dean Kempner gave it a 4. Don Relic gave it a 5. There's your 5 right there. We're gonna
That's Matt Yakobinus. He's one of the Coalcracker brothers.
Oh yeah, Matt Yakobinus.
Don. Or who? Which one's that? Don G or Don Relic?
Oh, Matt, the one you said you couldn't say his last name.
Oh, Yakko.
Yeah, Yakobinus. He's one of the Coalcracker brothers brewers.
Oh, okay, cool. They don't like lactose, those guys.
No, they don't.
Matt's a bowler.
They kind of gave it to Pilgrim. Said it was like the worst brewery in the area. They kind of shit on her pretty hard. Mm. Yeah. Probably not the smartest move. Let's tear down the only brewery in town that's not just making beers, but they're actually running beer events that showcase hometown brewers and upcomings. And they literally came from a garage. Yeah. I don't know. Not a good move, man. I think you're a good guy, but it's okay to have your opinion and hate on beers. That's fine. We do it all the time, but man, it's kind of harsh. But all right, where are we at here? This is very tasty, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
What do we got? Jen says I'll be back after I have the baby. Can you name your baby Lord Chesterfield Ale? Is that a possibility? Can we name the baby middle name Chester? Yeah, I think that's fair, Jen. For how much you've done for us, we should at least give a middle name.
Yeah. Jen, if you buy a piece of land in Scotland,
you get the title Lord.
You can get the title Lord. So if you put it in your son's name, that's the first step in Lord Chesterfield.
So we do have something coming up. We have to collect that, by the way, too. Yeah. But we do have something coming up very, very soon. We have a local artist that we work with, and there may be a, please God, Yingling, don't sue us. But we have a spoof-inspired logo coming very soon, and there's going to be 4 variants of it. So it's going to be a Bob variant, a Bill, a Tony, and a Andrew variant. And it is very inspired by the Lord Chesterfield Ale. So just be on the lookout for that. I'm thinking the banner part underneath, instead of saying like whatever it says, it's just going to say Lord, our name. I think that's what we're going to go for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to do
that. Is there any of this left?
The spruce? Yeah, there's a little bit. You want more of that?
No, I don't know if I got a little bit of the last beer in there. I want to try.
No, I was just like, look at you going for seconds on a hazy double.
Okay. No, it's
you're good.
Yep.
All right. So that's pretty much the check in there. So what do you guys think of it?
I thought it was really good. I gave it a 4.
And that's another one too. There is absolutely no sign of the ABV on that. That is delicious. That's complaints whatsoever.
No, yeah. I think everyone I've had in this State Forest series has been good so far.
Yeah. Where can people get this at the Craft House? Are they still there?
I think we still have some 4-packs left, or at least as of Thursday, we had a couple 4-packs left.
Do you, does the Craft House...
Silas Chester, I like it.
Yeah,
yeah. There you go. I like it.
Does the Craft House offer single can purchases?
On some stuff. We're working on some stuff. Okay. Like after the holidays roll down.
Yeah.
Like we get a little slower, we're going to start to work on other stuff.
The little section over there by the high-end imports and the growler station.
We moved it to the one end cap. We have all the like single larger bottles. Like we got in a bunch of variants of the Framing Hammer, a bunch of the Baptista variants.
Oh, I know exactly recently. Where you're talking about. Yep. Okay.
We're going to get a Bangin' Beers end cap soon.
Maybe not a whole end cap, but I am going to
shelf on the end cap.
I am going to start doing, I think, variety 4-packs, and then I'm going to label them for the show, and then they can come in and then they can buy them. And then
we'll
feature the 4-pack on the show. And then if they're watching or listening along, then they can grab the 4-pack and drink it too. And
we could like date it. Like this is going to be on this date.
Yep.
And then you buy and drink along with us.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. We got to get the, I got to figure out, that's my next project. I want to figure out the QR code situation. I want to get the QR code stickers done. And so this way when we get our stickers, the new stickers. So Bob, there was a sticker there. Is it still there? The Truth Behind Illusion. So what I want to do is get this, but maybe extend the sticker another couple inches here on the end. And then it'll be a QR code here. So when I put a sticker down, it's the sticker and the QR code's attached to it. It's like one giant sticker. So they can see, Truth Behind Illusion, scan the QR code. It takes you right to our website or our link tree. So I want to do that next so we can kind of get out there a little more. You word of mouth. I'm not paying Facebook and YouTube and all these things to put our name out there.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea.
Yeah. So I want to do that. So in the future, people can just kind of find us a little easier. I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be the year. It's going to be the year for the network. We're going to do some things. But
The reason I asked is I've said it before. I love going up to just outside of Syracuse is Branching Out Bottle Shop. And you walk in and there's like, it's just nothing but craft beer. And you can buy single cans versus the 4-pack. You can buy the 4-pack. You can buy the 6-pack, whatever they sell it as. But I love it because you can buy a single beer to try it. That way you're not spending, $20, $30 on a 4-pack and take it home and find out, I don't care for this, but you got three more to go through. You got to tough it out or give them away or something. So I love going up there, getting one. If I know I like it, I'll get two. It gives folks an excellent opportunity to be able to just try different beers and different IPAs and different beer companies without, I don't want to say wasting money, but if it's something that they're just not into, you're only wasting $5-6.
Well, I think the thing that a lot of places like the Craft House and the Keg Stand and the Beer Shack go through is it's hard to break them up and sell them as individuals because the traffic's maybe not as high and the beer game's not as popular as we would like it to be in this area. Yep. So if you break them up, then you're sitting on like two cans by itself, or rather than getting your profits worth for selling the full 4-pack. Mm-hmm. So I think if our area were to get more busier when it comes to like, hey, we know we're going to make our money back if we could split these up and sell them in singles, where like a Shangy's or a place like the Branching Out can do, where they know they're going to make it back. That's why we're trying to bring that up, beer awareness, because more people drink it and try it.
They're so priced appropriately. Don't get me wrong.
But places like that, that's their reputation. That's what makes them.
Yeah.
There's not really any of that immediately around here. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, but by any means, your biggest sellers are still like Yingling Lager,
Miller Lite, Coors Light,
Budweiser, and
it's the area.
So it's locally, it's a much harder push.
Yep. Well, because even if you go to a place like Weiss or Giant and look at their mixed six sections or where you can buy singles, there's full, and a lot are either like
old,
out of date. They should have been gone a while ago.
Yeah. Or
like
mass produced.
Yep.
Or larger produced, not so much mass produced, but larger produced craft beer. Sam Adams, for black.
Well, see, that's another thing. Especially with the Weisses, I see that in the beginning, the selection is fabulous, and you go back 6 months later, and it's not fabulous anymore.
The stuff from six months ago is still sitting there because they're.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think what really helps a brewery or a bar or a place like that is people like a Bill or like if. I catch myself doing it all the time at breweries, especially like if we go to a place and I'm at like Pilgaroo and someone's like looking at the wall and they're like, I don't know what to try. Like what? And you hear them like, well, it's kind of like a Miller Lite. You're like, oh, Pottsville Pilsner, go for that. And you kind of have a conversation and you kind of like educate your staff or your person behind the bar is like, hey, I know you're not really into like the craft beer. Like, what can we do? Like, try this out, man. Here's a small pour. Like those small, those little connections.
They give you tasters?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they did.
Yeah. Well, you can buy like, you could buy it by
like
the
a
ounce.
5 ounce.
Yeah.
A 10
ounce. You're not committed to a full pint.
Yeah.
But those small conversations really opens the door for people to try new things. I'm fucking having a brain fart, but last time we were there for the ugly Christmas sweater, I met someone who makes their own beer in Pottsville. And they said they're going to reach out. I forget their name now. I'm having a brain fart. But yeah, I met them at Pilgaroo. But yeah. And I think that helps out a lot too, is when you're at, when someone comes to the store and they're like how we met a girl, we met that lady at Minersville. She knows Bill by name. She loves him to death because when she goes in, he knows her by name, what style of beer she likes, and like, hey, we got these in, this is right up your alley. Like, he's made those connections where he can he can do that with his cut with the customer base, you know. All right, let's get this one down here. Let's, before, as you're cracking that one, I'm going to crack open the other Guinness for our show beer.
Okay,
this is going to be the Guinness IPA. You don't have to dive into it right away, just kind of fill your glass up, let it sit, and go to that one in between.
I want to try this Rusty Rails.
Yeah, Rusty Rails has been killing the game. I love how they're doing that tap takeover stuff in our area. It's been really nice. What do we got? Hello from Aunt Mary and Juliana. Hey, Aunt Mary and Juliana. How you guys doing? I got to watch my mouth now. Juliana's watching. Jeez, how big she got.
Yes.
Her and Jamie are like monsters. Well, I'm not like monsters. Like, they're just so tall. I got to teach them basketball.
I don't want to look at the flavor profile of this Rusty Rails, but something is unique about it.
I'm excited to try it because the last time I had a beer style of this flavor profile was a Snitz Creek.
Yeah.
You actually tried it as well, Dad. The Snitz Creek.
This has a tartness to it.
So this is inspired by...
The Pineapple Upside Down.
Pineapple Upside Down. Yeah. So this is inspired by the TV show. It looks a little bit of a mix of Rocky Horror Picture Show, or not Rocky Horror, Little Shop of Horrors
meets Shop of Horrors and Stranger Things.
So it's a cool can. And it's a collaboration with a grocery store Giant.
Yes. Yeah. So the only place you could have gotten this was and is at Giant.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And it's a pineapple upside down cake inspired beer. Does anyone have it open? You want to read it?
Yeah, I have it open. Giant Upside Down Pineapple Upside Down Cake, classified as a milkshake IPA, 6% ABV, 15 IBUs from Rusty Rail Brewing. Fruity and low bitterness IPA with a soft mouthfeel and notes of tropical fruits and a finish similar to Pineapple Upside Down Cake. And the flavor profile is pineapple, creamy, hoppy, crushable, and full. It's been logged in 607 times and averages a 3.62. I have three friend logins where it averages a 3.32. And Bill is my highlight.
Look at you, yeah. Bill. You're well, highlight of his life.
Me. I'm the highlight.
I think I checked that last one in but didn't score it. The new trail. I just fixed it. All right. I already had the first taste of this. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it is.
I will say this though, and then this is not a shot or saying that it's. I'm not comparing them. I guess I kind of am comparing them. But Snitz Creek's up pineapple upside down cake I had at what's that bar in School Haven? Hot Rod Bar and Grill.
Yeah,
we had it the one night when. You guys came out to see my buddy's band.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It tasted like you were eating legit pineapple upside down cake. It was, but once again, Snitz Creek, when it comes to flavor beers,
yep,
they just knock it out of the park. Upside down by Rusty Rail. There it is. You jumped the line here a little bit. That's so good though. That pineapple.
I'm sorry.
The flavor is all there, but it's way more subtle.
Yeah.
Where like the Snitz Creek one was more like in your face, like a sour almost. This is like you're still kind of enjoying a beer, but that pineapple is all still there. The cherry,
it's there, and because it's not overpowering with anything, you can probably have more than one in a sitting. Like
I agree. Yeah, the Snitz Creek one's going to be tough to drink a full pint of because it's very sweet. It's like you're drinking liquid pineapple upside down cake, where this is still a beer with a nice flavor profile. So yeah, I think that's a great.
And that actually like tastes like cake too.
Yeah,
it's. Another everything's been a winner so far today.
Again, yeah, it's a good lineup.
Another nice lineup.
It's a fucking high ABV lineup too. Wouldn't even realize. Or you did realize? You just snuck it in on it. We do have. It won't be today. We're not doing a double episode today. We will be back next Sunday. Next Sunday's what, after New Year's, right?
Yeah.
Is everyone still good
first,
for that?
First one.
I might be. I'll let you know.
All right.
Don't know if I'm coming home that weekend or not.
All right. Even if we're not at 12 o'clock that day, maybe we'll do it later on in the day. I'm still down for that. But we will be Lux hopefully next week. If not, we'll figure something out. But we do have two beers that you brought from Warhorse mm-hmm. that we have for the lineup cool soon. And then we have some beers from
Treehouse.
Thank
you. One from Warhorse, one from Myers Creek.
That's right. Myers Creek and Warhorse. How is Warhorse holding in there after their fire?
It was one building all the way in the back. It was a winery. It was there. It was the, not even the winery. It was, there's three different products. You got the Three Brothers Winery
mm-hmm.
and they make their wine and they have a building where they sell that stuff in. Then you got the Warhorse Brewery and they've got that building we were in where they have the food and you can do taste testings of all of their wine. And then all the way in the back, and I didn't realize it was there when we were there.
Yeah, I didn't go back there.
It's called, it's almost like a Louisiana swamp French vibe to it.
Cajun.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Bagdare wine thing. And you go back and they have it set up where it looks like you're walking into the swamp area of Louisiana. And then there's a building in there and that's where they have the Bagdare. Wine. That building caught on fire.
How bad?
Gone.
Ooh.
Gone. Destroyed. But they're still in operation. I don't know how much Bagdare wine you can get, but the Warhorse Brewery you can get no problem. The Three Brothers wine you can get no problem. And
next time you come home, get us a variety pack of Warhorse. I know they had some recent ones out there.
Well, yeah, the one I got, the Double Dan,
the Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan Mosaic. That's new. And then
what was the one you sent me where it was
The Fruity Flakes.
Yeah, they have one where it's a horse, but they change it to every a different pop culture inspired one every time.
I just had it. It's an IPA. It's the Fruity Flakes. Almost like the cereal.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I might have a can of that left. I got to check.
Where did you send that to?
Might have texted to you.
Yeah, they had one. It was the horse. It was like a Hulk Hogan one. We had the Hunter S. Thompson one on the show. There was a few different ones they do, but it's I forget the name of the.
I think I was there for Hunter S.
Yeah, what the hell's the name of that series? Shit.
Is it changes or something like
that? Something like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're having a brain fart.
They did. I have to check, but they come up with some new stuff all the time. And I actually got them. I didn't actually go to the brewery because they're an hour and a half away from where I'm at. But if I get into the area.
It's a Doug Flutie inspired Fruity Flakes.
Fruity Flakes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like the frosted. It looks like what the hell am I trying to say? I don't remember. Fucking Wheaties. It's like a Wheaties box almost.
Yeah.
But it's for Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually not a bad. I had it. And
it's actually a wheat beer. But what the hell is the series called?
I don't know.
When they always change the horse name. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I have to look it up. But that definitely would go back into the Warhorse thing again. I like their beers.
I don't know. I don't think I drank both of those.
The Hunter S. Thompson one was called Change, Rotating Double Dry Hops, IPA.
That's what it's Change. Yeah. Yep. You nailed it. You remember. You have a good memory when it comes to beer stuff. I'm horrible. Between the five podcasts, I can't remember anything.
But that Lieutenant Dan is a different.
There's different variations.
Yeah, there's different variations of Lieutenant Dan. I brought you the mosaic one.
Yeah, there was a double, triple, and then I guess now the double, they're just changing the hop profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one, I forget the profile, hop profile I had up at the New York State Fair, but it was really good. And then this one is the mosaic. It's good, but I like the other one better that they had at the fair.
Do you remember? You don't remember what hop it was?
I don't remember.
If they ever make a Galaxy, Lieutenant Dan, buy as much as you can.
Every time I go in there, I can never get the Hazleton Hero.
It's because it's a banger.
It's really good. I think I caught it once when I was in there, and I bought some. But I'll be honest with you, I drank it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I always say, like, hey, do me a favor. Every time you come back home, just bring like a 4-pack of Hazleton Hero with you.
Yeah, I can't get it.
When he does, he drinks it before he comes home with it. So if you're listening to Warhorse, hook me up. Are they getting? I know they said they were talking about possibly shipping to Pennsylvania. I wonder if that ever came through.
I believe they can. I don't know for sure. I'd have to check. Check their website if you can.
Yeah.
At some point, I believe they can ship to PA. But it's easier for me to get to the branching out bottle shop than it is to get to Warhorse.
Oh, you can get up at branching out too, because it's part of their whole series. Abomination. You get a lot of Abomination at branching out.
Yeah, if they,
I never see that anywhere around,
because they move from Pennsylvania and upstate New York.
A lot of times,
Connecticut.
Yeah,
the 12% beer project.
Yeah, 12% beer. So he can get a lot of that branching out because 12% beer project's up there all the time.
A lot of times they'll actually they must own a van.
In the beginning, it still came here all the time, even after they moved there. But yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw an Abomination anywhere around here. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Next time I'm going up to branching out bottle, I'll shoot you a text message. Bob, give me your number, or get my number from Junior.
And whoever made that group chat, just add him back into it, or make one with.
And the next time I head up, I will let you know I'm heading up, and I'll remind me to look for Abomination.
Yeah, that and Nightmare, you can get up there too.
You do that. And let me know. I'll shoot you $40 or $50 to mix it up as much as you can.
Sure.
Yeah, because we used to do a lot of Abomination because we used to get it so frequently up here. And then they moved up to the upstate area or Connecticut area. And now it's tougher to get in Pennsylvania.
It sounds like what they do, they must own a van, and they visit a brewery, and they'll bring a van load of stuff back.
Well,
and then that's their feature for the next couple of weeks.
I know that it's a negative connotation name, but they were considered for a while a gypsy brewery. Or a
gypsy brewery.
Yeah. So they don't really, they're pretty much, they're like pilgrim.
That's what I thought 12% was. That was a home for people like that. That's a contract brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And
I believe Nightmare's part of it. Abomination's part of it. Something else, because we got some flack from somebody from that area for our logo at one point in time, from the 12% Beer Project. One of the wives of the lady gave me some heat for our logo, because we got the logo done by that guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The skull
drinking a beer.
The skull logo.
We're like, cool, this, we're gonna pay this guy, and then he just turned in like, hey, I mean, listen, he still has a right to make whatever art he wants, but then like people came at us like it was like we knew about this guy from California who we commissioned to do art for us. You know what I mean? It was a weird situation, but it's all smooth over. Who knows? I was drunk on a live stream playing video games, and I got the message, and I was just like, I'm not going to sit here and argue like or fight. Just join my live stream and talk to me. And I guess she did join, and I was like on my live stream like, this fucking lady's arguing with me. This fucking she probably never even listens to the fucking show, and she's like, I'm here. And I'm like, whoops. And then she commissioned this other guy to do the logo, and it was really nice of them to even draw it. I just didn't like it. I'll be honest, it wasn't my style art, so we just didn't go with it. And because they wanted us to change our logo so bad because it came from this person, and I changed all their art for Nightmare because this person is no longer doing the art. It was a whole thing, but I still respect.
Yeah, I came in on the tail end of.
Yeah,
I only caught a little bit of it. Yeah.
It was a nightmare. It was the only like negative PR we ever got. It was only just, like, three people.
it was right at the beginning of that whole cancel culture phenomenon.
I actually kind of wish it got bigger.
What I think is even funnier about that now is like the first Bang & Beer shirt that I bought was that. And
yeah.
Like the day I come in to tell you that I finally bought a shirt. And then like you guys let me in on all that.
Yeah. We still, logo is still for sale.
On the sweatshirt.
Yeah. I still own on a sweatshirt too. It's a cool logo.
Yeah.
Listen, like there's some things that people made that if you go do some research, they're not great people, but their art and their, I guess their personality are two different things. I don't know. I don't even hate the guy. You can have whatever opinion you want.
Yeah.
I wasn't
a fan of, and it's on the table here. I was just looking at it. I told you I wasn't a fan of that.
You didn't like the font because it was death metal font. It was hard to read.
It was hard to read. The font was hard to read, but the art is cool.
Yeah.
The font is just, you can't read it.
And there's one spot of the logo that Jason always pointed out. If you put it on a black t-shirt, like right here in the B, he never made that transparent. So there's one spot of the logo that had a white spot in it still.
Okay. Yeah.
Bothered the fuck out of Jason to the point when he bought it on a pillow or something, he took a black marker and colored it in. Yeah. it's the logo still for sale, but we kind of gotten away from it. We have the logo now that Noah made us from Punksteria. It's super simple. It's clean. I like it. It's nice.
I was wondering actually if we can do a way to in the middle of the glass to make that the QR code.
That's possible too. The thing is if you make it too small, it can't scan.
Yeah.
So if I do a 3-inch sticker.
Yeah. It might be too small to scan.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll figure something out. But the new logo, I haven't even seen it or know anything about it, but knowing how good the artist is and every time I hand her something, she nails it. I'm really excited to see how it turns out. You know what's going to happen, though. It's going to be our next controversial logo. Yep. Yingling have never even recognized us, talked to us, worked with us, and we're going to put this out there and be like, take that shit down.
Ooh. What if we say we will take it down
if you do an episode with us?
Well,
I was more
going to say if you bring back Bach.
Yeah.
And put Chetty in 16-ounce cans.
There it is. That's our deal. Yeah. That's our agreement. It's parody. I don't think we can get in trouble because it's parody. It's going to be close.
Fall under fair use.
I think so. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, the worst that'll happen is they'll send you a cease and desist.
And I'll frame it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then you change your logo.
Yeah.
They make Bach again, and
that would be perfect for on the back of the shirt.
Yeah,
Bring back.
We'll get rid of
the cease and desist order.
Put the cease and desist letter on a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah,
on the back,
or re-release it and put the cease and desist.
Even just go back to the regular logo and put the cease and desist order on the back of the shirt.
Then you can go to a brewery and say you want to do a collab. And call it cease and desist.
Yeah. Love it. Or they love it and they reach out and they're like, that's the greatest thing we've ever seen. Let's put it on the actual can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we make it?
Don't fuck with the eagle.
No, it's not the eagle.
Okay.
Essentially, what we're doing is we're taking the Chesterfield logo, like the Lord, like the circle with the banner.
Yeah.
And instead of saying Lord Chesterfield, we're going to change it to Bang & Beers and then the Bonds Fit podcast. And we're taking the entire logo, but we're getting rid of everything that says Yingling and everything. And we're putting Bang & Beers, but it's going to look similar to the thing. And then instead of the Lord, it's going to be a dude in the Lord's outfit with the white hair, but we're just changing the face of the Lord to us four. Yeah, so it's going to be Bill's face with the Lord's white wig on. Say Lord Bill.
Yep.
And then where it says Yingling, DG Yingling Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 570. It's going to say, IWEP Network, School County, Pennsylvania, 570. Established in 18, whatever. It's going to say established in 2019. Yeah, it's going to be great.
They're typing the letter now as we speak.
Imply they're listening.
Yes, that would imply they're listening.
Yeah, we've done two episodes. They have no idea who we are.
They're too worried about all the Bud Light shit now.
Yeah.
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 Did Budweiser stop, though?
Did they?
Yeah. It was in Friday's paper.
Okay. Cool.
Chocolate up for the little man.
Yep.
Yeah.
The little man.
Yeah. Wait till they come after us.
Yeah.
A local band did a logo that literally is their entire Yingling logo, the eagle and everything, and it just says the band name.
Yeah.
And they never got messed with.
Well, I think the band name was even 1787 or something.
No, it was no. It was a different name, yeah.
Oh, it's different. But I know there was a band name that was they just named the band to Year Yingling Start.
I like that. That's our new podcast name.
1829.
Yep. 1829.
Yeah. Our podcast name. We're changing.
You have a tattoo?
Huh?
You have the tattoo? 1829?
Somewhere?
No. How many times have you checked in the logger?
Just shy of 700.
You had to stop checking in at 1,829.
Yeah, yeah. At 1,829, you got to stop, yeah. Bob.
That's your goal, is to get to 1,829 and never check another one in.
We'll talk about
next
year.
I'm at 673 logger check-ins right now.
If they sue us, I'm like, have you seen how many times Bob has checked in your beer? Let us go.
Yeah.
We have been repping Chetty for you forever.
And also bring back Bach.
And bring back Bach.
And bring back Bach.
And put Chetty in 16-ounce yep. cans. Yeah. We want man can Chettys.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are the Chetty boys. Like that, like, I mean, I kind of stole that from me, Fulton and Tom. We're always like everywhere we went, we're like, you have Chetty? Like, yeah, like Chetty boys are here.
So actually it was 673 lagers, but Yingling products in general, I am actually over 1,000.
There it is.
Check-ins.
Nice.
Our whole holiday beer, our holiday beer at our house was Flight, and then I had a Chesterfield at my Aunt Mary's house last night.
Yeah,
we support.
I got a case of Flight.
You know, 38 black and tans.
Oh, this IPA is good. Yingling Guinness's IPA.
13 the light lagers.
We're off.
Did you check in the bourbon barrel?
No, I was not able to get that.
Oh, that was good, was it not?
Yeah, it was good. Wait, is this is not the nitro IPA, is it?
No.
No.
It's just a
regular.
Just a Guinness IPA.
4 Oktoberfests, 6 chocolate porters, 2 golden pilsners,
and a partridge.
28 Chetty.
I'm gonna go.
11 porters, 7 premiums, 3 flights.
Oh, premium.
1 Raging Eagle, 1 premium light. Oh. And I did have the barrel reserve. Oh, no, no, I did not. I was correct. I did not have that. There's zero check-ins for that.
What's the worst Yingling product you ever had?
We had the premium on the show, and I fucking like the premium.
I don't want to drink it because I'm afraid I might like it.
It's good.
I can't drink it.
All Yingling.
No?
You
no.
did an all Yingling show I couldn't get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm down to do another one.
I couldn't drink premium a while ago, or I would throw up 100%.
You had a bad premium night?
No, it's not even have a bad premium night. Like any time I've thrown up because I was drinking.
It was Yingling premium.
When I go back and think of what I had the night before, the only thing different was I had a premium.
What was the one they had? The was it a summer wheat?
Yep.
Yeah, that didn't last very long.
I didn't like that one.
Summer wheat didn't last long, and
the IPL didn't last
the
IPL. Long.
The IPL, that was the one I didn't like, the IPL.
Well, I think the IPL, they were ahead of the curve for a change instead
yeah.
of
Yes, they were. Because if they bring that back now, yeah. I think it might be more received better, but I'm not an IPL fan to begin with.
See, that's I've mentioned this once or twice on the show before, too, but it took me a very long time to warm up to IPAs. For a long time, I didn't like them.
Yeah.
And when the IPL thing started, I was like, oh, great. Now they're going to ruin lagers, too. And I just, on principle, refused to try an IPL. And after I warmed up to the IPAs and I started trying it, every single IPL I have had, I thought was fantastic. And I'm so mad at myself now that I never tried one when Yingling made it because I really think I would have liked it.
Yeah.
But I'll never know.
Yeah. So this is Fresh Coast from McCall Collective Brewing Company, American IPA, 6% ABV, 320 check-ins, average of 3.87. I had one friend check in and gave it a 4.10.
I think it was me with his fancy
premium score. Yeah. And here's the write-up. Now this is a story all about how the IPA category got flipped, turned upside down, and like I take a minute just sit right there and tell you how it came to West Coast still wearing the crown. I don't know, that didn't rhyme at all. Just north of Philadelphia, born and raised, Fresh Coast is delicious and devoted of haze. Chilling at 6%, relaxing all cool. Cashmere and Nugget are keeping it old school. Not worried about lactose. Hades in the neighborhood. Fresh keeps it crisp and clean, everything that's all good. When you pop the tab and bring it near, the aroma says fresh and there's some bitterness in here. If anything, I'd say that this style is rare, but not for the homes, so share. Not for the homies. Yeah, homes. Oh, that's what I think it's supposed to say, homies, so share. Yeah, so there you go, a little Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, McCall. I respect the write-up. Good stuff. I love McCall. McCall, and listen, Allentown, and I miss our boys over at the Beer You Are podcast. I mean, they stay in contact. We still talk, me and Steve, but I really want to get in touch with those guys again and do some stuff. Just had both their babies since, I think we talked about it on the podcast before, but really love them. So if you go support the Beer You Are podcast, we were supposed to do something with them with Brew Daddy for Oktoberfest again this year. Just it kind of fell through, but the Allentown scene's awesome with Brew Daddy and McCall just kind of leading the charge.
I was just speaking of Allentown. Last week I was at a new place, new to me anyways, the Sherman Street Beer Company.
Okay.
Everything I had there I thought was great. I sent a picture on our group chat there, but there's a officially a Bangin' Beers podcast sticker on the wall there.
Love it.
Nice. And actually several people were interested in the podcast talking about it. I think I passed out half a dozen stickers.
Nice. Hopefully more people check it out. That's what we're trying to do. Try to get the word out.
It's for anyone who's not familiar with it. Relatively close to the neighborhood where Dearth High School is. If you're in that neck of the woods, check it out. Like I said, all the beers, and I went through a lot of different styles. I had a Saison that was flavored with mushrooms.
Whoa, magic ones?
That's different.
But
that's definitely different.
You want to drink and trip balls?
But it's the staff was fantastic. It's well worth the effort and the time if you're in the neighborhood.
When the new year rolls around, my goal is, because we record on Sundays, if I'm not doing anything on a Saturday for a wrestling show, what I'd love to do is have all us get together and just do like beer runs and just like go to different places and experience things. That's what I want to start doing that.
We talked about a bus trip.
And yeah.
COVID hit.
Well, COVID's still kind of in a weird spot, but yeah. I think now, I guess, like we said before, everyone kind of just gave the fuck up. But maybe we'll do proof of vaccination and piss people off more. No, joking. You can't get on the bus unless proof of vaccination. No. I definitely want to do the bus idea. It's still on the table, but we just got to
some point.
Really, realistically.
But if you really want to do something like that, let me know. And the next time Rose and I plan a Saturday trip. And there's room for everybody in the truck.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is, and this is kind of a call to action to our listeners, is do we have giveaways? Like we're sitting on gift cards. We're sitting on a really cool giveaway when it comes to something Andrew has. We want to do the bus trips, but the big thing is like we say, hey, share or like or comment, and we really get nothing. But our numbers are good. Like we have good numbers of people listening, but it's just like it's really hard to do a call to action if the listening base doesn't really engage. And it's hard to get engagement on a podcast.
Well, something else to think of. If we go to do something like that, where the four or five of us or whatever all go out and we hit some place together, announce,
we're going there this weekend
and do the giveaway to someone who shows up.
That's a good idea too. I like that a lot. Yeah, if you come here, we have something cool to give you, or your first beers on us or something like that. Or yeah, I like that. Maybe we'll start that. Starting the new year, we'll be like, hey, this weekend we'll announce it on like a Sunday. Next weekend we will be at Pilgrim. Next weekend we'll be at Black Rock. Next weekend we're going to be here. We're going to spend the day there. Like we're not recording anything.
No,
we're just going to support.
Yep.
And if you listen and you want to support this brewery with us, meet us there. And you don't even have to drink. Like Jen has a baby. If she's not drinking, just come hang out. They have food there. You know what I mean? Come hang, just chill. And we'll start that way. That'd be a fun way to drive up engagement. I like that. It's a cool idea. What do we think of the Fresh Coast?
I like it.
I'm going to abstain from commenting because I already had scored it, but I enjoyed it.
I really like it.
Again, we're still on a roll. There's no stinkers today.
Yeah.
When I seen the Fresh Coast, I immediately thought they were going to be like a West Coast piney.
It's like West Coast adjacent. Like it's not full.
It's more fruity than anything.
Yeah.
It's very fruit forward.
Like it's kind of like a mix, I think, of like West Coast New England, but it's not quite hazy enough to classify.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I did not protect the four very often on this episode. Yeah. I'm trying to add more photos to the beers. I know how you take one every time, but I'm just kind of taking what we use for promo code. And I just put it, and then in the description, I just write episode 143. Yeah, this is really good. What do we got here? Oh, no, nothing new in the comment section. If you're watching, comment, talk to us. We got two likes. Thank you to Josie Zimmerman.
That's my mom, buddy.
Josie. Is it Josie?
Yeah.
Josie Zimmerman Goober.
That a maltiness I'm picking up.
A little bit malty.
Your mom watching and Rosa watching along. Thank you guys so much for the love. We have one person on YouTube watching. So if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We're trying to grow that new channel. We got 10 subscribers. We're growing. It's tough. But and then one on Twitch. So I believe the person on Twitch is the barber. So maybe he's cutting someone's hair and he's listening to us in the background, which would be dope.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool. Don't cut.
Like it only counts as one listener,
but two people are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fuck his hair up, man. Trim his beard good. Give him the bob. They should put our beer levels on every.
Yeah. Yeah, they say that one.
Yeah, I'll take the bill.
Yeah.
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 One, two.
Andrew's a zero. He has no facial hair. Yeah. That's what he says. It's the gradual beer progression of the podcast. Could you imagine if our podcast played in a barbershop? Every Sunday. That's fun.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. It's a small wins in life. We're not famous. We're not rich. We're not boxing celebrities. What if we got so famous that we had to get in shape and fight?
And fight people?
Other beer podcasts?
And other beer podcasts. I'm not going to lie. I love the beer you are, guys, but I think I'd do all right.
Well, I mean, how many other have four people?
We might win just because we outnumber.
We're like the NWO.
Well, yeah.
Because if they have two people, then each of them have to fight twice if we have four. Yeah.
That would be like a Royal Rumble. Everybody's in one time.
It's just beer podcast in New York. They disbanded, but they're upstate New York kids. I'm not worried about them. But he has reptiles. If he brought a snake, I'd lose. I'd be like fucking when Andre the Giant, they threw a snake in the Royal Rumble and he jumped right out. That'd be me. I'd be fucking out of there.
Me and the snake would have a good time.
Dude, his snake is bigger than this room.
I know, but I like snakes.
Dude, I'm not exaggerating. If he put the snake in my house, it would hit my living room kitchen at the same time.
I've seen it.
I touched its butt. I touched its tail because it was so long that I'm like, there's no way it can whip around that quick and get me. So I touched its tail.
Don't be surprised.
No, it definitely couldn't. It's not big. They're not that quick.
No.
Yeah. They mostly strike forward. They can't really strike back. I learned a lot about snakes, though, going up there, like about how like I just assumed they just see like we do, but they don't.
They don't.
It's all like infrared. Yeah. So they don't. They only strike if they see the heat. So their whole thing is like, oh, it's that, and they just go for it.
Yeah.
And then when they realize they hit something and they're like, this is too big, I gotta get the fuck out of here, then they let go and bail. They wrap their body around and they gauge like, oh, this is not big enough for me to swallow, and then they dip.
I'm gonna choke it out anyways.
Yeah just so it doesn't kill me.
the best one I had, I was biking and I came around a turn, there was a rattlesnake.
I'd shit
right,
my
right
pants.
In the middle of the trail, well, kind of off the edge. And he's rattling, and I'm like, I'm in your backyard. You just stay there, and I'll walk past. And he didn't, his head was back, but he wasn't. I mean, when they're going to, they can strike probably one and a half times the length of their body. And he, I don't know if he could have reached me.
I wouldn't have tested.
But I had the bike between me and him. Not that that was a lot of protection, but.
Fuck
he wasn't too aggressive. He was just letting me know he was there, and I'm like, I know you're there. I'm just gonna walk on past. Yeah,
no thanks. I stay in the woods.
Yeah,
and then just watched the new Wrong Turn. Have you seen that yet?
I didn't watch it yet.
It's weird. It's different.
It looked weird and different.
So Wrong Turn was like these inbred hillbillies in the woods that had like superpowers, and they like fuck people up and kill them and eat them. This one's like a cult, that's lived in the woods forever.
I think
forever.
It's like a reboot type deal.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
And what's it on?
I don't know how Heidi watched it. Shudder?
It might be on Shudder. I don't know. I'll have to check.
She had it on last night.
You know what I enjoy on Netflix? Lucifer.
Oh, yeah. Heidi, that's a decent comic.
That's a decent show.
Yeah.
That's a really good show.
Well, don't get comfortable because it ends pretty shitty.
Does it?
Because it kind of just ends. Actually, they might have brought it back.
Because it was originally on Fox.
CW.
Had it originally.
I'm only on season two, so.
Okay.
Because Fox had it for the first three or four seasons, and then Fox dropped it, and then Netflix picked it up because people started being like,
"That's what it was."
Like upset, pissed off. Yeah. So because
Fox,
it was gone.
Fox was like, it opens up to a whole new thing, and then Fox is like, "We're done with it," and then everyone's like, "What?" Like that's how it ends, and then they got repicked back up. That's what it was.
Yep. Yes. So the Netflix picked it back up. So after season like three or four, I think it gets Netflix.
Better. Not that it's bad.
I think it might get better because Netflix is more willing to throw money at at random stuff.
Yeah.
It seems they're more willing to say, have a couple million dollars and make a show.
Yeah, figure it
Whereas
out.
Whereas Fox is like, we got to worry about ad space.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right. We're cracking our last beer of the show here. This is the, this is the Hardywood. This is why we have show beers. So this is the Hardywood Christmas morning. This is the stout. No offense to Hardywood. I don't have a hard time with stouts, but this is going to be an Imperial Milk Stout with ginger, cinnamon, honey, vanilla,
and
my favorite coffee.
Your favorite coffee.
Hardywood Christmas morning lends cinnamon. A cheerful, decadence.
Decadence.
That's the word I was trying to say. My brain wouldn't process it. To our gingerbread stout through a deep conditioning on locally roasted Mexican Chapas coffee beans. Skip the leftover cookies and milk and awaken your senses with this delightful holiday tradition. I will do a small pour
and then not score it.
The cinnamon worries me.
The cinnamon's probably the only thing that's going to save it for me.
It
smells fantastic. The smell of coffee is delicious. Just the taste of that bitter bean does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, you read off the can.
I did.
That's why it doesn't match.
No. What does yours say?
I was like, it doesn't say anything about being from Chiapas.
You're not going to like this. I tell you right now, you're not going to like this, Junior.
Nope. Is it called Christmas Morning?
Yeah.
Oh, I put Hollywood. What is it? Hardywood. Hardywood.
There it is.
Hardywood. I put
9.2. Holy shit.
We usually do a second episode after this.
Yep.
Yeah, not me.
9.2 stout
gave
imperial.
This a 5. You, Bib?
No.
No.
That's probably a highlight.
Trash.
Actually, Bob, go ahead. You go. You'd read it off.
Well, it's pretty much the same, but. Christmas morning from the Hardywood Park Craft Brewery in Richmond, Virginia. It's classified as a Imperial / Double Milk Stout. Comes in at 9.2% ABV and 55 IBUs. It's fairly popular. It's been checked in over 20,000 times. It averages a 4.14. I have 33 friend check-ins where it averages a 4.11. A blend of Brazilian and Sumatran coffee beans from Richmond's Black Hand Coffee Company take this variation of our gingerbread stout to a whole new level of decadence. Christmas morning offers layers of gingerbread flavor, complemented by the smooth nuances of freshly brewed coffee. We hope you make this part of your holiday tradition in the years to come. And the flavor profiles are coffee, smooth, sweet, strong, and subtle.
How could you be strong and subtle?
Apparently it's bipolar.
Holy Christ. I would put cinnamon in there before subtle.
Well, that could be the gingerbread too, but.
I'm going to be honest. The aftertaste is that old coffee taste for me. The initial taste. It's not awful. I think the gingerbread, the vanilla, and the
gingerbread,
cinnamon,
vanilla, and boozy,
and the cinnamon are nice. I won't score it still, but I definitely, if I'm not absolutely hating it or repulsed by it, I'm sure this is a great stout.
But that's, I bet that comes out more as it warms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did wait for last for this one, so it has warmed up a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of why I put it last, because I figured more that by the time we got to it, it wouldn't be cold. It would be like...
It's not bad at all.
Room temperature.
I don't hate it.
And... Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, I think this was in my fridge since last Christmas. So,
we've aged it.
Yes, it's aged.
I can't read that.
Did you see somebody
at the 9.2? It should still be.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see someone on the breweries in Pennsylvania group page post the Trogs Christmas party, where they literally opened up a Mad Elf from like inception till now?
Really?
They've literally taken the Mad Elf from like 2000, from when it first, and it had a different label for each one.
Yep. Yeah, and because it was the green and like the full green label that had the elf on it. Because I don't want to say inadvertently had one the other Thanksgiving, but I was at my cousin's on Thanksgiving, and they live down there, like in Hearst, in Mechanicsburg they live. Mm-hmm. But so I opened the fridge and I looked in and I saw the old Mad Elf label. So I'm like, all right, I'm drinking that one.
I'm gonna take this one.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'll take this one versus the new one that they just picked up.
Yeah.
Oops.
Let me try to find that real quick. Breweries in Pennsylvania group. Breweries in Pennsylvania
because
group.
Because I know someone personally a couple years ago.
There it is here.
Like a couple weeks ago posted, like at their personal house, they did a vertical from like, was it like 2010 or something like that?
They took away all the vintages.
It's Joe Romanowski. So if you don't want your name out there, I apologize. Oh. But he literally says 13 years of Mad Elf tonight. And he literally has 13 different years of Mad Elf. And he cracked everyone open and they tried it as a Christmas party. And it looks like...
That's brain damage territory.
Dude, everyone in that house.
McNiff's has that, and I didn't try it the other night.
Mad Elf?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're probably next episode, we're going to bust out an old Mad Elf, but he has the old tap handles.
I'm going to have to message.
He has all the old tap handles. He has the old neon sign.
Nice.
Dude, everyone in that house, like, if they weren't naked by the end of the night, good for them. Because that's a night. That's awesome. That's a good person to hang out with, Joe. Good old Joe. I don't know who Joe is, but... You're killing the game, my guy.
I think I have a Mad Elf from four years ago, either three or four.
They still do it for the Grand Cru, but for the regular ones, they don't even put the year on the bottles now.
Dude, Guinness America. So when you tag people on Instagram, now it sends it as if it was like a private message. So if they respond to it, you see right away. I don't know why Instagram did that, but Guinness Brewery US liked it. Our preview post.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Fun stuff. All right. I'll let you guys digest that beer a little bit, and then we'll get into our beer of the night.
I like it. I like this.
It's a fucking stout.
Yeah, that's it. No, I mean, because usually when you get the Christmas spicy stuff like that.
Yeah, I was expecting.
It's not a nutmeg bomb. It's not a cinnamon bomb. It's not everything and...
Well balanced.
It's smooth. It's a little hint of the booziness there, but still, for what it is, this is very, very mellow. I can't complain about it.
Now, the Guinness are not on the table for beer of the night. They were considered show beers, okay. So they were ones that we drink throughout the day. But I will say, if you're in the Maryland area or you're heading to Baltimore or you're doing anything in that area, head to the Open Gate Brewery for Guinness in Baltimore. It is a blast. Now that they do cans, if you go there and you can some stuff and you want to bring some back to the podcast table, we'll never turn you down.
Nope, never.
We'll never say no to you. But these... Harmonic Haze was delicious. Yeah. I really like that one. The IPA was really good too, but you can't go wrong with either one of those. So yeah, I'll let you go first, Pops. It's your first time back in a while.
All right.
Guest spotting tonight. What is your beer of the night?
Spruce Willis.
Spruce Willis. Bill.
It's tough, but I'm probably going to go Spruce Willis too.
Nice. Bob.
It
is a clean sweep. That's exactly where I was going to go to.
Is that the first shutout?
No, we've had a few. We're all getting on the same page with one another. We've been doing this a lot.
I think
I haven't been here in how long I'm on the same page.
I'm not sure how often it happens, though, that can of the night lines up with the beer of the night.
Yeah,
too,
that happens.
So,
yeah, Spruce Willis was unbelievable. Yeah, that was really, really good. Bill, we'll start with you for number two.
Number two. Let's go with.
You going New Trail?
Yeah, New Trail.
Bob.
It was very close between that and the Fresh Coast, but
I have a three-way tie here, yeah. But I have one that leans a little heavier than the other two. This one might be interesting. I'm not even going by my scores. I'm just going by what I remember. Taste memory.
You know what? I'm gonna follow Bill.
All right, I'm gonna go Pineapple Upside Down.
That was my other choice.
I'm going with the Forest.
The Forest?
Yeah.
All right. Second place is going to go to New Trail. Hazy Double. I cannot vote for Rusty Rail, so I'll go with my next pick. Fresh Coast is my number two. My number three. Pineapple Upside Down. I'm not mad at it at all. It's delicious. Bill?
I'll go Fresh Coast.
Fresh Coast. It's 2-1.
Tiebreaker on Senior. Pick something else.
Oh man, I mean it doesn't matter. They're all the other three are really good.
Yeah, there's no bad beer this episode.
You know what? Let's go with a tie.
We have a tie for third.
Tie for third. That upside down.
That upside down cake was delicious. You were still drinking a beer, but you were still enjoying the flavor profile of an upside down cake.
Yeah.
But yes, Bruce Willis, number one, McCall Brewing Company, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Number two is going to be New Trail for their State Forest Series, the Cook Forest State Park. Number three will be a tie between Fresh Coast, Ben McCall, and Rusty Rail Brewing Company, collaborating with Giant Food Store for the Upside Down Pineapple Upside Down Cake. Bob, what are you wearing tonight? What are we plugging?
One of the few vacation shirts I didn't wear yet. This is the Bravo Brewing Company of Pasquag, Rhode
Island.
Is that
a gear or a Pokemon? What's going on?
I'm pretty sure that's a gear.
Okay.
it's a veteran-owned brewery.
Nice.
That was another. That's another place that has a Banging Beers podcast sticker on the wall somewhere. The people that were working when we were there were pretty cool. All the beer we had was fantastic. If you're ever in that neck of the woods, again, that's another place that's well worth the time to visit it.
Fire. Someone's house burned.
I was going to say, what am I hearing? The house iron?
Yeah, it's from Christmas tree that no one watered and just had the lights on.
And I couldn't find my Yankees hat today, so I'm wearing my Estrellas Orientalis hat.
I thought it was the Astros.
A lot of people think that this is a team in the Dominican Winter League.
Okay.
They're like the Dominican Cubs. They're actually the second oldest team in the league, and they've only won the championship three times.
That says a lot, because I feel like Dominican teams are probably fantastic.
It's the Dominican League too.
Yeah, so everyone's fucking amazing.
So they're the Buffalo Bills up there.
No, they won a championship.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they won it.
Anything else?
I think I'm good today.
All right. Bill, what do you got?
Not much. I'm wearing a Pilgaroo 3/4 sleeve. It's the last thing out of their merch that they currently have out that I don't own.
Yeah.
So I
believe they're having a sale. If you're listening to this live right now and you're in the Pottsville area, you can go there to their brewery today. Yep. They are open, and merchandise is 20% off.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So 20% off all merch. They have two separate 3/4 sleeves. They have this one, and they have their new logo on one with black sleeves, and the new body's logo. White. And then They have a hooded sweatshirt, which I actually didn't buy, but just because it's a different colorway from the one that I already have. So, yeah.
So I still love the Keystone logo. I still think that's the best one.
It's still like a Keystone-y logo. I'll show you then after the.
So you haven't been there at all yet, have you?
I have not been there yet.
All right, let's leave here and go over there.
You want to go?
No. No. But find out their hours next weekend. There's a possibility I'll be home next weekend.
We'll definitely go. If you're home for Friday, we'll go Friday night. That's our spot.
At 11 or 12 till whatever on Friday.
They have a
like four.
They have a new. Actually, that's what I want to talk. They have that fucking Pottsmore Rune beer they made.
Yeah,
the 1925 champions.
Yep,
oh, it's a red ale. Good. So fucking good. I had like three of those.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get down. I gotta get that.
They have a big selection. They do a great job. Love those guys to death.
Yeah, I think he puts one or two new ones on every week almost. It seems like he'll put one or two on.
I talked to Tyler a little bit and I said, listen, man, like sometimes I get frustrated or down on myself. Like, man, no one's like engaging. No one's commenting. I see all the numbers of people who listen and look and watch, and but no one, you know, says anything. I said, but dude, like the Budweisers are a big inspiration, man, because to literally support them and see them come from making beers in their garage, then starting a brew fest, and like watching them for the past 5-6 years just keep putting this work in, and now they own their own building and they're doing great. Like, I'm really proud of those guys, man. They're good dudes and they're working their ass off, and they deserve everything they get, man, because they put their time in, you know, they're doing a great job. So a lot of people are like, oh, all you do is you kiss up to Pilgrim, and like, because we've been watching them for fucking 7 years.
They earned it.
Yeah,
earned it.
And now we have a place to go, like here.
Yeah,
like,
and it not only is a place to go, but it feels like it's a place that's like partially ours because we've been supporting them for so long. You know what I mean? Like they're good people and they're friends of ours. Like same thing with BlackRock. Like I like going to BlackRock because it's in our hometown. It's
not, well, never not been our there hometown, either.
That's nice too.
Yeah,
but it's a good time. And Pilgrim is doing really cool stuff when it comes to like live music, and they're doing trivia nights. Like they're doing a lot of cool things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time I come home, we'll definitely have to hit there.
Cool. All right. What do you got to plug?
Nothing at this point.
Nothing at all.
I mean, I've talked about branching out bottle.
Plug a local bar or something in Schuylkill County.
In Schuylkill? McNiff's. I gotta go with McNiff's. They've got some nice little selection of craft beer, as you well know, along with the domestics, and great bar staff.
I will give a quick spoiler here that people on the podcast, they don't even know this. We were doing a St. Paddy's Day episode there again this year. I already talked to the owners, and pretty much the owners, they're kind of like the Little Brown Barrel. They said we can record there every month if we wanted to. They're open to having us whenever we want. Just give them a heads up. But usually during the St. Paddy's Day time, they get every single Guinness product. So they'll do the Killians, they'll get the Harp, they'll get everything Guinness, and then we can sit down and enjoy a Guinness and talk and bullshit. And they have two bars. They have one up in their main bar, they have one a front bar, and we can just sit at the front bar and record and hang out, and whoever wants to come join us, they can. And
you ever hit Rutz Bar?
Oh, Rutz, yeah.
Yeah, Rutz, good for their pizza.
Chicken.
And their chicken.
I hear both of them.
Yeah, chicken and their pizza is really good, but Rutz is not...
He's getting old.
He's like, well, if you want a beer, fine. If not,
it's about that.
But back in the day, that was a place to go. Pizza, the meat lovers, are everything pizza. Either one, bring a forklift.
Yeah, Rutz Pizza is like one of those things too. Like other bars in town will like let you order a Rutz Pizza and then like you eat it at their bar.
Rutz Pizza is just like it's just
the cornerstone.
Oh my gosh!
But I was there was a stumble on situation. I stopped in and I had a couple bottles of lager there.
Have you had any food from McNiff's yet?
From McNiff's, no.
Really good food,
but McNiff's is good. Talking to the guy and like that place started out as a owned by the Kyers Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And his in the 20s his parents bought it off the brewery.
Someone has to have that recipe, right?
Well,
Kyers,
I have no idea.
So like that in Columbia, the bar has been in his family for like 80 years now. He's getting close to retiring. It may go away.
Yeah,
I don't know if the son's going to be interested in doing it or not. I know the son was working the kitchen for a while, but
The day I was there, it was just him around. And his wife. Yeah,
yeah. I'd love to see that stick around. you know what? That might be a good interview to everyday people, or even to Bangin' Beers. We go there and just talk to the sun. Because even if it does go away, I think it's a cornerstone school county, especially Monty City. That
reach out.
It's a story that needs to be told.
Talk to him.
We've known him.
Reach out.
Yeah. Another one that since we're sticking Monty City and showing some love, and a future interviews at everyday people episode, Bobby Mushron from the Red Zone in Monty City, another great bar. Mm-hmm. Just got their beer license back. They had some stuff. If you know, you know. If you don't, this is your first time going to hear it, and it can maybe a little preview for the episode. Bobby had some health issues, man. He had a little bit of a scare.
Huge health issues.
He needed a new liver and a new kidney, and if he didn't get it, he wasn't going to be with us anymore. And if you've seen photos of Bobby at some point in time. It was scary, man. We thought we were losing our friend. And
I just saw him this past weekend.
So, yeah.
First time seeing him since he went to the hospital the first time with his medical issues.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen him in over a year, literally seen him.
But he's bounced back, man. He looks great.
Looks
super
really good.
Proud of him. So if you want to support a business of someone who's gone through some stuff, go to the Red Zone, support them too in Monty City. Good people. And that's a future episode of
Red Zone has really good wings.
The food. Probably my two favorite cooks in School County both work at the McNiff's and the Red Zone.
Yeah.
Both, I love
either
both.
Place. You can't go wrong for food.
Yeah.
It's bar food. I mean, it's straight out bar food, but you can't go wrong.
Yeah. One of them has been cooking my food since days of Pick-A-Pack, and the other one has been cooking my food since the days of the Citizens Bar and Fowler's. Was she a cook at
no,
Fowler's?
No, she wasn't cooking at Fowler's. She was cooking at Ray cooked at the Corner Pub for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
When Corner Pub closed, she went down to Bobby's.
But she also helped out a lot with the firehouse stuff too.
Probably
yeah
at some point
yeah love Ray and Rosie
up at McNiff's.
Fucking my two favorite cooks on the planet, love them to death. Go support them. Two great bars in the area. The only other thing I have for t-shirt today, I'm wearing my Guinness hoodie, not by design, it was because I was a little chilly, and I'm wearing my Brody Lee t-shirt. So if you're a professional wrestling fan, this is the anniversary of coming up on him not being with us now for a year. He changed the game completely for professional wrestling. He showed that you don't have to be a piece of shit in the business and bury everybody. You can work with other people and support and be a good person. And he's awesome, man. So if you're a wrestling fan, you know who Brody Lee is and what he stood for. It's Sunday, and you know what that means. It's Bangin' Beers Podcast. We want to say thank you one more time to the people who are watching live, who shared and liked on Facebook. Tim Sadowski. Hope I said that. Soho Dusky. I don't know. Josie and Rosa. Rosa's showing some love. And if you were and commenting live with us, Polar Nights, the barber, thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah. Brett, thanks for hanging out with us. And Jen, thanks for hanging out with us. Also, Mary Elizabeth McHale, hanging out with us. And Gianna. Thank you. Juliana, thank you for hanging out with us. Bangin' Beers Podcast. We'll see you guys next Sunday, hopefully. It's still in the air. We'll let you know, but we'll do something. Thank you for hanging out with us for another year, man. 3 years now of the podcast, and they're in season four. This is the last episode for season three. Then we enter season four. Thank you guys so much for the support. If you have made it this far, you're listening audio, take a screenshot. Let us know you listen. Talk to us. Let us know you exist. Tell us you love us or hate us. And we're excited to keep this going for you for season four. We have a lot of cool things planned. Maybe some brewery trips, maybe some on location episodes. We have some fun stuff. If you have something you want to suggest to us, or a brewery or a local business you want us to go talk to, like the Ruts Kitchen or something in another local town in the area, hit us up. We'll go to a bar and talk to the business owner and learn their story and have a couple beers and talk. It'd be a great time. Mm-hmm. So that'll do it for Bangin' Beers Podcast. We're out of here.
Peace.
Here's some Faith in Exile.